17th of September 2001.
Before I speak with you at this time, I wish to hold you in love that comes with me. I want you to feel that love energy which enfolds you all. Thank you. Now, my dear friend, let me say this to you. You know and you feel love which encompasses you all.
Yes.
When all around you there is fear and sadness. Therefore, my dear friends, I want you to realize that at any given moment in your living, you can seek that peace and love. I will go on to what was attempted here last time. Each one of you present felt love in some form or another. You agree?
Yes.
And I told you that I would explain it to you this time. But what I wish to say to you, my dear friends, is that now, since last we met, you must realize why I felt that you needed some extra strength. You were unaware at that time, but it was given to you to strengthen and to uphold you.
That's very, very kind. Thank you.
What I wish to say to you now is that I would like to know what your response to these, what you call sad events, how you have viewed them this day.
Start with you, Paul.
I think they're symptoms of the world as it is at the moment, still out of balance.
Yes, I will not remark until each one of you has spoken. Thank you, sir.
Sarah? I'm just thinking of collecting the words. Yes, I tried not to get too involved with it, but to send love and light and prayers for the people left behind and for those passing on. But I tried to be more detached and not to buy into the drama. And I'm really just to do constructive things, but to continue living can.
Thank you.
Margaret? I feel so sad that people have to do these things. Because the world's a wonderful place if you're pleasant with everyone. They brought back horrible memories, I remember, of the last war when I was a 17-year-old girl. And it sort of, for the last few days, it destroyed me. But now I'm getting over it and I feel that we have to fight back and try and make people realise that it's a wonderful world to live in.
Thank you.
So,
isn't there a question very miles away?
Just a question. Thank you. Okay. For myself, the immediate reaction was to say a prayer or to help those that have died and those that were injured, the helpers and all, just to send a prayer for those. There a way they could be helped. Then as the days have gone on, I've been very touched by the love and the prayers that have gone from people all around the world. I think that's touched me. The sorries we feel for the happening. There's been a lot of good response from ordinary folk, I feel.
Yes, thank you.
Sarah's too far gone.
May I have her response, please?
What was the question? How did you, how did you feel with the happening that was Wednesday? Is he having a good extra energy to have?
I felt great sorrow in a way for the people who did it, because I think probably they're misguided, but I also had in the back of my mind your words, never to judge anybody.
Yes,
that is what I have waited to hear.
Right.
Thank you. I know the dear lady here was not with us, but she would have received strength. Therefore, I would like to hear also her response. Please.
Can you give your response to the things that happened this past week? You did mean the lady next to you.
We will leave her.
Okay.
I will speak to the others. You understand, my dear friends, why I brought to you some love, upliftment, and strength.
Yes,
all of you know that the happenings within your world will always continue until such time that spirituality touches each one. But until such time, these things will happen on this planet. It gladdens my heart to hear that not only were your prayers and thoughts with those who, after all, have come home to our world and are perfectly safe, but it gladdens me to hear that your thoughts have been with those that you call the perpetrators. Because, you see, my dear friends, they too need help.
Yes.
It shows to me and to those who surround you all how much you have grown when you can sit here and say to me that your understanding is greater than it would have been many of your years ago.
It's true. Certainly is.
It is an indication of how much you have grown. There is much sadness, much fear, much anger within your world. But as one of you have said, it has strengthened many of your countries, many of your politicians of like mind. Think for a moment, my dear friends, spiritually rather than physically. Remember that I told you all of life is vibration, that like is attracted to like. And those people who you call perpetrators are of like mind. They are the dark seeking the light.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On the spiritual level. Remember this. They are trying to grow in their own way. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason is within their thinking. But I can say to you, the words I have heard from each one of you makes me glad to be amongst you, my dear friends. Because I can see you as you truly are. There is much anger in your world for many people. I would say to you, my dear friends, think about them. Try to dispel hatred, anger, and all these negative ways of thinking. Try to bring to your world love in the purest sense. And that is a love that is given unconditionally to all of mankind, not only to those that you consider to be good. After all, no matter what a person has done, no matter how wrong it may seem to you, once more I say to you, my dear friends, you cannot judge because you do not have the full picture of life. I know these things are difficult for you to grasp at times, but it is up to each and every one of you to call upon those of us who stand close by, who are able to influence and to help not only those who are in tune with us, but all of mankind. But we need your help. We have always needed the interaction with mankind to do the best for not only this planet, but many others. Remember, this planet does not stand alone. It is but a small part of a greater whole. Mankind does not stand alone. It too is but a small part of a greater whole. All of these things, my dear friends, I remind you of, because it is important. As we are approaching one of your yearly ends, perhaps you will remember my words that this would be an important year for each and every one of you. Not only in an individual way, but in a spiritual growth. I think you are beginning to understand what I have been telling you, that each piece is being placed together for greater understanding. That each one of you, in your own individual growth, is coming to the point of realization of what you truly are. When you can separate yourself from all the many happenings on your earth, then you understand that the spirit is to the fore. That is not to say, my dear friends, that you can ignore what is happening. You cannot, because you are part of it. But where your strength lies is in your knowledge, in your love for humanity, and in having the words of our world come to you. I will leave you this time because I feel that those who are by you this time continue to give you strength, love and upliftment. I ask you, my dear friends, to think further about my words this time. To look at yourselves and to try to continue to understand what place you have in this lifetime on this earth, on this planet earth, which has many troubles, but you will, my dear friends, overcome them.
Okay. Encouraging words.